This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I forgot that I got drunk on July 4th and friend requested Buzz from Home Alone. He just accepted. So alcohol is truly the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm Brandi Posey, and Jennifer Aniston is Banksy.
Oh, I'm Tess Barker, and I always thought by this age I'd be barefoot living in a yurt near Big Sur.
Oh, and this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Where can we?
It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hey.
Welcome to the show. We have a great episode coming up for you. What else do we have?
We got a couple of plugs up top. You haven't bought a Lady to Lady pin. What the fuck are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah,
LadyToLadyComedy.com. Guys, you can put it on a denim jacket. You can put them on a denim purse. You can put them on a denim vest since it's hot right now. Put them wherever
I
you
always
want.
Buy denim vests and then I give them away at clothing swaps.
I have
really?
Never yes. actually worn one.
Really? Mm-mm. I have two in rotation.
And you wear them regularly?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have like an American flag one that's sick.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. I have a denim jacket, yeah. but not the vest.
The vest, yeah. I've never pulled it off with jeans.
I love a vest.
Yeah, I like it. I love a vest.
Anyway, buy them for whatever.
Buy those.
denim accoutrements.
Also, I haven't plugged my album in a while, Opinion Cave. It's really fucking good. Go buy that if you haven't, or go listen to it on Spotify 30 times in a row, which is how many times you'd have to listen to it to...
Get you some money.
Give me some money.
Oh wow!
Press it, listen to it, then leave it.
Throw it on mute on your computers overnight. Look,
throw Brandy a bone.
If 10% of you guys did that, it would pay my rent.
Yeah.
So just throw it on repeat overnight on mute.
We would appreciate it. 10%.
Yeah.
There might be like Brandy's rent. Back in the day when I used to work in the YouTube world.
Yeah.
I would get really addicted.
You said it like.
Yeah. I would get like
back
really
in the coal mining days.
Yeah, back when that was still a viable means of employment.
Yeah.
I would get like really like when a video would be hot.
Mm-hmm.
I would get like really like addicted to watching the numbers and I would like have all the computers on in my house with the video on loop. Like I just needed to get those extra views too. Anyway, I'm kind of a junkie with everything.
Truly.
Let's bring on our guests, or do we have anything else to plug?
One more plug real quick. Tess and I are going to be on a really awesome show in Los Angeles on July 23rd called 50 Lady Bits, and it's 50 awesome female comics and female identifying comics telling jokes about the vaginas just to prove that
you can do that.
And you can do that and it's funny.
Yep. I will be in Vegas seeing Magic Mike on that Saturday, but I might be back for that.
Yeah.
Talking about what happened to my pussy during Magic
Yeah.
Mike.
You might have some pussy drama to talk about.
Yeah. I'm going to be driving across the desert from Magic Mike to a vagina show.
Yeah.
Living my best life.
Very moist weekend.
Oh, no.
In the desert, which is usually not how it goes.
They need it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Come to that show. Sarah Schaefer is producing it, and she's the shit, and a lot of past guests are going to be on it. It's going to be really fun. If you live in New York, there's also one happening on the same night in New York. So, bi-coastal vagina jokes.
Hell yeah.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and did we say the money goes to Planned Parenthood?
Oh, no. Yeah, all the money raised goes to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Jokes for vaginas, by vaginas, benefiting vaginas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, let's bring on our guests.
Did I do something wrong?
I was just thinking about a pussy joke that I almost tweeted this morning, but then I'm like up for a job right now. Honestly,
yeah.
Honestly, where my mind just went.
I get you.
For sure.
We're gonna bring the host of another Max Fun podcast, Can I Pet Your Dog? Allegra Ringo and Renee Colbert. What did I just do? I told you my brain is not working. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi,
hey. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
For
being here.
Can you guys identify your voices? So people know
who's talking. Oh, sure. This is Renee.
This is Allegra. I wanted to say, Barbara, I'm sorry when you first said the thing about friending the Home Alone guy. Mm-hmm. I went, ooh, because I was really excited, but I didn't mean.
Oh, I. That's
oh, no.
That was me being friends with.
So, yeah, I have a few questions about that as well.
Yes.
Your response was, ooh?
Yes.
So you immediately knew who he was.
Yes, I thought it was very cool that you did that, and then he.
Right? Yeah.
That's pretty great.
This is what happened. I didn't want to deal with seeing any people on July 4th, so I got drunk and I watched The Mask. And
that sounds really fun.
Yeah, it was it's a great movie. A great time.
I love
it. And then because I let it keep going, Dennis the Menace started playing.
Oh man.
The scariest hobo ever committed to film.
Yes.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd.
Yes, Christopher Lloyd. Very creepy. And in
Walter Matthau.
Yeah, Walter Matthau. And in it, Natasha Lyonne plays a babysitter whose boyfriend is Buzz from Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
And I started thinking, what happened to Buzz? Where is this guy?
Yeah.
His name is Devin Rattray. Great name.
Yeah.
Rattray.
Great. Just a great bully name.
Yeah. They should have just used his real name in all of his movies.
And I looked him up on Facebook and I was like, we've got mutual friends. Request. And then I like totally forgot about it, obviously. And then yesterday it just pops up and I was like, he's accepted your
That's so cool.
Yeah. And now, where do we go from here? What do we think? We send a message?
Yeah.
Have you gone through his life yet?
I'm not going to do anything.
Are you going to go like photos from 10 years ago?
I haven't had a chance to explore the profile yet.
I explored his IMDb page after you texted me that, and doesn't seem like things have been very busy for Devin. For Devin Rattray.
I saw that he was
Rattray.
I saw he was playing a villain in something soon.
He's got a real great villain look to him now.
He's
being typecast.
I love it. Because you know he's going to like one of your things. One of you. Oh, yes, kiddo. You're hanging in there.
It's a little stock photo businessman.
We're looking him up.
You know who he looks
like? He's got a real smash mouth thing going
on. You know who he looks like is the guy from Hey Dude.
Which guy?
Donkey Lips.
I don't remember.
Oh.
I'm sure.
No. Donkey Lips is from Salute Your Shorts.
Oh, I didn't have
to. Those are interchangeable.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wait, you didn't have cable either?
No.
Did you have hippie parents?
I don't know if I had hippie parents or just like kind of broke parents.
For me, it was both.
Yeah, I think mine was a mix of both.
They try to play it off like it was like a liberal experience.
They did a little bit, but they caved and got it like when I was like 16.
Same year,
really?
Well, the reason we got cable is because my brother. There was a big storm that year. It was an El Nino year. And my brother pretended like a storm knocked over our antenna, but really it was, he walked up onto our roof and knocked over our antenna. And he was
that
like,
is a scam.
All right, Mom, we got to get cable now.
That's really smart.
I'm proud of him.
And for people that don't know, El Nino, Spanish for the Nino.
Wow, Brandy.
Proud of you.
Brandy's really sitting on that
great.
One.
Tweet it.
Really cracking.
Get it out there.
Out.
It was really fun for me. I mean,
the Nino. Well, that's the name of this episode, obviously. Got it. Now, we had some heavy dog action when you guys got here.
Yeah.
How do
do
you approve so far?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you approve? What if you're like, no.
What if you didn't approve of Buddy?
Can you imagine? Nobody can not approve of Buddy.
That's
He's
true.
Ray of Sunshine.
Yeah.
Buddy was in here howling, really showing off.
He was really hamming it up for you guys. And then we have Gatsby napping. Gatsby got to record with us because he's quiet.
Yeah.
He's very quiet.
But yeah, Buddy, very vocal for you guys. I think he was showing off.
Yeah. It was so great. It's everything you wanted to be. And then, like, you guys were like, no, you have to be quiet. But then suddenly I was like, keep it going. This is great. I'm loving this. This is so good.
It's very flattering.
Yeah.
The dog, like, won't shut up. And people are like, he doesn't usually do this. You're like, I know.
It's good. He cannot contain his excitement for me.
He knows what's
Do you guys
up.
Feel like you have kind of like that quality, like that dog whisperer quality where dogs just kind of like get you?
I don't want to brag, but yes.
Brag.
I mean, like, do it. Like, see my eyes. I think it's like an eye contact thing. I think they see in my eyes that I want to pet them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they're like, oh, she's so good with dogs so much as like, oh, she's like willing to like accept my energy. Like, she's like, she looks, I feel like I look like crazed and that I want to see them and like hang out with them.
I feel the exact
yeah,
same way.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah. And this will happen with people as well. Don't get a chance to see if you were a fan of me because I'm so in your face out of the gate that they just don't have a choice. So it's always, it's reactionary.
Right.
So yeah. I never know what somebody's like organic opinion of me is because it's always like, I guess I'm dealing with you now. So I think I'm good with dogs, but it's also just because I'm like, I'm there so quickly that I don't know.
That's where dogs always are too.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You're
yeah.
on their level.
Sure.
I feel like that is the beginning of most of my relationships is like, I guess I'm dealing with you now. Very good way to sum it up.
Yeah. Just bringing that retriever realness. Right. Out of the yes.
I didn't quite plan this, God. But here we are.
I mean, at least you don't out of the gate act like I have a foster dog right now that isn't fixed, and he just drags.
He's so horny.
He just drags his dick across.
What are you talking about? Barbara's exactly like Tater Tot.
Yeah, you and Tater Tot are
exactly like Tater Tot.
Tater Tot just like
drag my dick across. People.
Yes. He's like the smallest Chihuahua with the biggest dick, and he yeah. just like literally will just like just pull his body. He'll army crawl his dick across you. And you're like, oh my God, this isn't appropriate.
Tater Tot is a perfect name for a dog like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like so sweet and cute. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah. We were like riding over there and I was like, oh my God, his dick is huge.
He's like, he's mostly dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really is. It's really, it's a little unsettling.
I would estimate his dick weighs 1 pound.
Whoa. And he weighs 7. So.
Whoa. That's a good ratio.
Yeah. It's so funny because I just keep being like, buddy, you're going to lose your balls soon. I'm sorry. It's been 10 years because he never got fixed with his old.
Oh, no.
He never got fixed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. He's like never got fixed. And I keep being like, hey, but it's also, I'm just casually talking about castration with him when we're alone in the house. So I feel very crazy. But also, I just don't know why we don't castrate more people.
Yeah.
And dogs.
It would solve so many problems.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yes. Just do that when you do the baby circumcision and then we'll let you know if you've earned the privilege to get your balls.
Yeah. That'd be great. It's just so funny because my dog is like, he's been fixed since he was a puppy. So he just keeps looking at Tater Tot just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why? What is even that urge? So funny. So
funny. I mean, Gatsby, you know, has been fixed as long as I've had him, but he's not a humper, but
I've seen him get into it.
He can hump.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And he's into fellatio.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're both into fellatio.
Yeah.
But yeah, when Gatsby was younger, when I was single, Gatsby used to hump guys that I brought over.
Oh, yeah. To let him know what's
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
But he
yeah.
never humped Sean.
Yeah.
He always
really?
Knew. Yeah.
Oh, she knew Sean. He knew Sean.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a seal of approval.
Yeah.
Aw.
That's great. Nice. That's such a subtle, unspoken thing. Like the one yeah. that I don't.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the one yeah. you want to keep around. Yeah. All right. I could have tried kisses. You could have. There's so many other
yeah,
options.
Yeah, yeah,
I like it. Okay. All right.
But it's perfect because like the guys wouldn't really like being humped by him. And then I'd be like, all right, well, if you don't like my dog, I don't like you.
Yeah.
So it oh, actually yeah, was sure. pretty ideal.
I'm thinking of dragging dicks across people. Barbara had a real day of men that we want to talk about.
Yes, I was going to say, yeah. Okay, so this was a lot to handle. My best friend came in town, and so it just happened to be the day she came in town. There's like a million things that we could go do. So we went to a taping of Gordon Ramsay's show F Word, which tapes live. And I'd been to once before with Marie, our booker, mm-hmm. and it was really fun. So we go, and we're like, I had to hide my phone in a bush because they wouldn't let me in with it. Ugh. Whatever.
So wow, it, you did that?
I had to. There was no, we didn't have a car. There was nowhere
oh
to put
God,
it, and they wouldn't let me
never.
In with the phone. There, it was either we left or like.
That's so, why don't they have a little bucket?
For yeah. you guys,
that's
so
crazy.
Weird.
Also, but it may, like, at this point.
Also, there was a yeah. billion people in there with their fucking phones.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
I wanted
so you
to murder all
the
right.
whole time, like, where
no, because I hit. We yeah. hit it really well, and yeah, it was like yeah. someone would have really had to know where this was. I don't know.
Yeah. I did do that with a pipe at the federal building once. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. It was like we didn't have an option because we didn't have a phone. It was like, yeah. what are we gonna do?
Yeah.
So I only say that because it made us be at the very end, which meant we didn't get to like really go in. We didn't get to eat, which was really fucking annoying because yeah. that was the whole point. But so we're waiting in line and then we're like almost to the front of the thing. And my friend Emily is like, I think I just saw Joe Manganiello. And I was like, oh, excuse me? And they have like celebrity guests on here that they do very awkward like interactions with. And so she's like, yeah, I think I just saw him go upstairs. And I look and he's standing there at the fucking top of the balcony looking like the most perfect human being in existence, wearing like a perfect like short sleeve button up shirt that like shows off his arms. Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
So
how tall?
I don't know how tall he is, but tall. I'm bad with numbers.
You got like a tall feeling.
He's tall. He's tall. Memorably he's not tall. Short.
Thank God he's not a short muscle man. That would be tall, such a bummer.
He's definitely like a foot taller than me, or at least. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, he's here. And so we're in there freaking out, and I'm already freaking out because I love Gordon Ramsay. And we end up sitting next to Gordon Ramsay's daughter, and then Gordon comes over and he's like, are you happy? And I was like,
Gordon Ramsay asked you if you were happy.
Yes.
Whoa.
And I hadn't been smiling, but then I did, and I was like, I was waiting.
Oh my God. So you dragged your dick across Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, yeah. I dragged my dick across Gordon Ramsay. And then the girl comes over to us and she's like, we're going to bring you upstairs one of the things with one of our talent, like in the second half. And I was like, okay. And thank God Emily saw that Joe Manganiello had been there. Because if I didn't know him and they just like brought me upstairs to stand next to
you
him,
could have died.
I would have exploded.
Yeah.
So they bring us upstairs and we're standing behind him. He's sitting at a table and I'm standing like a foot away from him.
Any notable scents?
Yeah.
I just my own blind, like, I don't know, vagina exploding. It was crazy. And so we were standing there and we're waiting to like come back to the show. And he's not talking to anybody. He's on his phone, like looking at Twitter. And I tried to talk to him.
You should have tweeted it. Oh, no, you didn't have your phone.
I tried to talk to him. I was like, so Joe, are you like here to promote something or are you... He didn't hear it.
Oh,
because I said it into nothing.
You're just whispering behind
me. Yeah, so I'm just standing there mumbling to myself, like, away from him. And then they start the segment, and I had to... I sat 2 feet away from... I'll tweet this picture. 2 feet away from Joe and Gordon Ramsay, while Joe had to eat weird British food, and like if he guessed the names right, then he wouldn't have to eat haggis. And then I just watched Joe Manganiello eat haggis, basically.
I love it.
You watched like the hottest guy do the grossest thing.
Yeah, it was, and it was just they were having awkward. It was just so weird, and so that was that. And then we ran immediately to see Scott Thompson do Buddy Cole at UCB, which is great. And then we ran immediately after that to see Jeff Goldblum do his jazz band. He is so hot and so gropey.
Yeah.
He's very, yeah.
Yeah.
And we sat down and immediately at the girl at our table was like, oh, I listened to your podcast.
Oh.
And she had come because Brandy had recommended
it. Yeah. Hell yeah. I got good recs.
Getting that Goldblum. Goldblum?
Goldblum.
Get the Goldblum out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so gropey. And
he just gets in there.
He just like pets you.
Ooh, boy.
As your...
Yeah. Can I pet you, your girlfriend? Yeah.
That's the experience his podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
He sings for a little bit and does like trivia. Oh my God, this is what I forgot. He was like, okay, we're going to do a dirty versions of movies, huh? We're going to change these titles into dirty movies, huh? And so he's like, Pirates of the Caribbean, huh? Anybody Pirates of the Caribbean? And I was like, oh, and I raised my hand. And he like comes over and he cups my chin.
Oh boy.
Lightly.
Oh boy.
As he's holding the microphone, he's like cupping my chin. And I'm like, Pirates of the Cumin Mian.
He loved it.
You said that while Jeff Goldblum was cupping
you? Yes. And then he repeated it. And I was like, God, why don't I have this on?
Yes.
It was so amazing.
That's the best.
And then he like took a break to take pictures of everybody, and he took a picture with my best friend Emily, and he was hugging her, and he leaned in and he said, I want you very, very badly. What?
He knows what the fantasy is.
Yeah.
He gets it. He's like, I know, I just gotta put it out there.
All right. Everybody gets a little, I'll cup your chin, I'll whisper to you, I'll do everything I need to.
So it was a lot. It was like all different like types of men I want to fuck in one day. It was very confusing.
You really ran the spectrum.
Did you feel like you like had a come down the next day? No pun intended.
It was so surreal that it was just like, it didn't feel like it happened, you know, because we were running everywhere all day.
Yeah.
So it just was like, what the fuck? Where were we?
I mean, I wonder if that's like, is it similar to, I feel like sometimes when I'm wine tasting. the first wine, I get all the notes.
Right.
You know,
right,
I'm really appreciating this expensive wine that I'm having. By the fifth one... It's a waste of a $60 bottle of wine.
Yeah. It definitely was a lot to do in one. I wish we could have spread it out, but they all just happened to be, you know. So it was like, yeah, Gordon Ramsay, I definitely got the most notes of. I feel like I experienced him the most because I was just kind of like sitting there watching him. But it was a day. It was a day.
You're a very good LA friend, I feel like. Your friend came into town and you were like, let's do the best LA things. You did them all in one day. You're a great friend to visit.
I mean, right? I like when people come to visit because you have the excuse to do that shit. Because I wouldn't normally do that. But I was like, oh, well, like, let's make a, you know.
Yeah. That's smart, yeah, because I feel like you always want to deliver a celeb.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also think you can monetize this and make a fortune because you know how they have like the Sex and the City tour or whatever. It can be Barbara Gray's Guys I Want to Fuck tour.
Oh,
and we would pay a fortune.
Oh, that's so funny. That is taking you around a weird free TV taping.
It's like mostly Gordon Ramsay and then one of it's just like a barista.
Yeah.
We have to run into the Gap. Don't ask questions. He's very attractive.
I actually have, I thought about doing a bus tour called Map to the Scars where I take people around to like various like horrible dating moments in my life and I'm like, well, this happened here.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's
yeah, so I funny. Might do that if I can rent like a 2-decker bus and get the guys on to like talk about it.
Oh, my. You could totally do that.
Yeah, that's you could really have a good recording that plays through the bus.
Yeah, just like
you can interact with it. It would be great.
Love that.
My only time in LA on a 2-decker bus was I randomly covered a story for MTV on that band 5 Seconds of Summer. Five Sauce. And I was on one of those with a bunch of like rabid teenagers on the way into Paramount Studios as like we saw this band come in. That was like my only.
Oh,
and
oh,
I was running.
Wait,
late.
Why were you on the bus?
Because I was covering the event.
Oh, okay.
It was just like I felt really. It was just me and a bunch of rabid 14-year-olds.
Oh,
it was kind of fun though.
Sounds fun.
Because I felt like one of them. Like it's been a while since I was a teenager, you know.
Yeah.
But I still like one in heart. So it was like kind of fun to like be in that.
There's nothing quite like the energy of like horny 14-year-old girls who don't really know what is going on
where
yet.
Where it's going and why. Yeah.
It's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
It's like the only moment that like society falls away and they're just like a feral thing.
Yeah, that moment, true.
You know?
It's so... And then when it happens to you, you're just like, oh, I guess this is who I am deep down. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
They are feral. That's why I feel like... They say, is this supposed to be the time we're coming into our sexual prime? Because I feel feral as shit.
Oh.
The 30s. Yeah. 30s, yeah.
Yeah. 30s yeah. years
I
for
think
sure
that's what they said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very feral.
Feral or fertile?
Feral. Like a feral cat.
I feel feral.
Knock on wood, not fertile.
Yeah.
Knock on
wood. Hopefully not fertile.
We're going to go good check clarification. Our
yeah,
calendars.
We'll take these feral but not fertile bitches away. We'll be back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
And I'm Tess.
And we're here with Renee and Allegra.
Yay!
Hello. How are you guys doing? We're going to play it. Do you guys remember MySpace?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those quizzes that they would do? Like everyone would do? Yes. Be like, here's everything you need to know about me. This is the beginning of everyone feeling like we were self-important enough to have our information.
Right.
That's a good point.
Well, and it's what a passive-aggressive way to like get your personality out there.
Wait, no. Don't you guys remember in elementary school when you were the student of the week and you were like the hot shit?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I remember really enjoying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was something you had to like earn. This is
everyone got a student of the week.
This is true.
Not in our school.
I don't think so.
Not
either.
In our school, no.
Oh, in my school, we all got spotlighted. It was awesome.
I think we only had student of the month, too. I think you had to like fucking.
Yeah, I think we were month also.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, this is, I don't mean like the school in the class. I'm talking about like first or second grade.
I don't remember.
It's like you get to say, if you have any siblings, what your favorite toy is.
Like show and tell of your life?
Yeah, show and tell of your life.
No, I remember we each had little cards in our desks that you got stickers for when you did good stuff. And at the end of the month, whoever had the most stickers got to get a toy out of the chest.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah, and I got a red skeleton.
You did.
And everyone was like, cool.
You definitely selected the right thing. Good work.
Yeah, no, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was because it really was just like shit from the 99 cent store, but you just felt like, remember those, like, there was like a bunch of erasers and stickers?
Yeah, always erasers.
Yeah. When talking about like, oh, and that was the dawn of being self-involved, but when I look back, like I would do stuff as stupid as like go to Panda Express and they used to have like the menu of like, oh, this is your symbol of who you are. Mm-hmm. I would be like, well, I am a horse. and like I would take that opportunity to be like, and very special special. And they're like, no, you're just a narcissist. That's not at all what it is.
Well, I think, oh, yeah, people who are like performers and stuff, of course.
Sure.
We took that upon ourselves to be self-important. Yeah. But now everyone gets it. Like, come on. Yeah.
Well, astrology is the original MySpace quiz.
Ooh, that's so true.
Yes.
Sure.
Exactly.
Okay, I can't decide if I believe in astrology or not.
I think it's a nice guideline to like to flip your brain in the way you look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like getting a tarot reading where you're like, okay, let me interpret this, but not like live by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Smart.
I'm gullible as fuck, so I'll take anything.
Right. Yeah. I want to be like, yeah, I don't believe in it. But then, like, whenever I read my horoscope, I'm like, uh-huh.
That's right. It seems about yep. then right.
If you read other people's, like, couldn't you apply it to you, too?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always. It's always generic enough.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like, strong, no, but... I am an Aries. I am, though.
I'm very Pisces. Yes, it's true.
See, you are, but it does weird me out when people are like, oh, of course you're a Cancer.
That is always really annoying. Yeah. Where they like think they know you and you're like, you don't know me.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
But also I will let them, I'll be like, really tell me more.
Yeah. Of course. Yep. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
And you actually don't seem like a Cancer.
Oh, really? Why not? So
what are the traits of a Cancer? You probably what are the traits
some,
of all of them?
You probably got some fucking air moon or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You
got water, it's a water or something sign.
Your moon's probably in your wazoo. I don't know. Cancers are like, they have a protective shell. You're the opposite of a Cancer. Cancers like have a protective shell and they're very like sensitive and like.
No, that's all Barbara.
I am me. Those are both
me. Really? No, that's Barbara.
But I think you really put yourself out there.
I do, but I'm also very, you know, it's both.
Yeah,
that's
it's
true.
Both, mm-hmm. So I don't know. Okay. Duality.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You're a raw nerve that you need to have in a shell.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm a raw turtle nerve turtle.
Plus you have claws. So.
I do. When they're on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I like this question, so I'm going to go for this one. Okay. Have you ever gone skinny dipping?
Ooh.
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
When
I was
deets.
Like a teenager, it was like a phase that my then boyfriend and I were in of going, I remember we went skinny dipping in Yosemite, which now sounds like very cool to me.
That sounds awesome.
Amazing. I know, it was like very cool and fun.
Yeah.
Was it daytime, like night?
Yeah. It was daytime, but it was like a very secluded, there's like no one around. It wasn't like that, like thrilling. It wasn't like, oh no, what if someone sees us? It was like,
yeah.
Oh, like we're in this little pool, like kind of off to the side, and it was like fine. It was really fun. It was like really nice and wonderful.
It sounds like a dream. Yeah, I'd give anything to do that right now.
Yeah, cool. It's really lovely. Awesome. That was kind of the height of my. That was my prime, I guess. It's kind of been all downhill from there.
I guess so.
Amazing.
Yeah.
When you asked, I was like, no, I don't think I have. And then I was like, you dipshit, you did last month. Yes. Yeah, you did.
Where?
There was a big, like, all comedians are going on a birthday. And then everybody drank. And then one of the kids in the pool was just like, am I the only one who's not wearing my swimsuit anymore? And then because we're all drunk, we're like, no!
Yeah! That's hilarious.
And then just a bunch of sloppy people just flopping around in a weird hot tub with no enough room. It was
Is that skinny dipping or is that flopping
around a hot tub?
Skinny dipping is if you are naked in a body of water.
Great.
That is not a shower or a tub.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Then I get a check mark.
Does the Korean spa kind of skinny dipping?
I don't think so.
No, because it's like you have to.
If there's a monetary transaction involved, then I don't think it's skinny dipping. I think skinny dipping is like
a beach wouldn't count as skinny dipping.
Okay, but what if there's an admission fee to park at the nude beach?
What? No, because you have to pay to get into the spa.
I think it's like if you were caught, there would be like a consequence of some kind.
Oh, it has to be in a frowned upon place.
Yeah. I think so.
Really?
But the hot tub wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Well, not frowned upon, but if like the owners of the house came home and were like, people are naked in my tub. You know, like a place that you wouldn't traditionally be naked.
Right. I like that. There's a sign that says no skinny dipping.
Right? Right.
And you're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be like a little illegal.
Yeah.
But I like the rules you're playing by. Did I feel vulnerable?
Yeah.
Was I in water?
Anytime, yes. Because I think the spa is even more vulnerable than like a beach with my friends.
Yeah, for sure.
It is, but yeah, I guess I don't know.
I'm also a skinny dip cop, so I know.
Oh no!
That explains why I was arrested.
I've been to Wee Spa a lot, and I've never thought of it as skinny dipping. It's really funny to me to think of that now, because when I think of it, I think of like throwing off bathing suit and being like, "Woo!"
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to do that in the spa.
But
now.
Yes, the Wee Spa is more like you put on that those weird gym clothes, and you're like, "All right, here we go."
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel weird.
I've never
just
done
go
it.
Go for it.
And I really want to.
It's fun. I really like it.
It's fun. It's fun. You, it's like that. You're just like, oh, there's so many different boobs and butts. And yeah. Yeah. All got them.
Look at it's all great. The different bodies yeah. that aren't shown to me yeah. on yeah. a daily basis.
I think I had like kind of a bad experience last time at the Korean spa. I think I need like a good one. Cause I think the thing to do is get the scrub.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever get anything.
The scrub is dope. Like if that's like,
I'm scared of the scrub.
It's terrifying and you should be scared, but you feel
amazing.
You
mean you don't like, you don't want no of them?
That's correct. Because it's
scrub, I can't get no
that's,
love.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, so they do, you know what it is? They go into like every crevice very aggressively. You're laying on this like pleather table and this woman who's in a bra and underwear is like dumping buckets of water on you. They don't eat the scrub.
Allegra's yeah. face.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it.
And that's
I don't
like deal. It. The scrub, yeah. It's not meant to be relaxing. You're supposed to realize you're being punished for having dead skin cells. Like it's,
oh no.
You know what you're in for. Like you strap down and you're just naked on this table. So I like that. And like,
why?
You
right. Is it because after that nothing matters? Like nothing is nothing
well, after
will be
that, you feel like a newborn baby. I mean, you okay. don't have any dead skin on your whole body. They get like your pussy crevices. I mean, it is like,
was there dead skin in there?
Yeah.
None yes. of this sounds.
Our definitions of fun are so different.
Great. You guys, this is great. It's great in the way that like tweezing is great. It's like you get it out, you know. But then I got a massage.
Ooh.
See, a massage to me, I want like tranquility. I want yeah, to yeah. respect.
Right.
I'm sure. Not a piece of meat. But they did the massage on the same fucking table where they do the stroke. I was like, oh, I paid full price for a massage and I was like on this wet table that I kept slipping off of.
Oh no.
And then after the massage, like where my the massage you like in the same room with all the hot tubs. So I'm just like naked getting a massage on this table. Then the lady has me stand up and I'm ass naked and she just starts like having me bend over and toweling me off in front of all these other people.
No, that's
yeah. Huh.
You're not selling any of it.
I know. Yeah. I've never done that. I just go get in the pools and saunas.
The pools are dope. Yeah. Yeah.
I've also done the scrub. And the same thing, because you're just lined up with a bunch of other people yeah. and you're just kind of like, oh, this is, I don't love it. My skin was very soft, though.
Right?
So the result, yes. The would process, maybe not.
It's I would. Ooh. You would yeah. describe it as relaxing.
No.
Would you do
no,
it
no.
again, Renee? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, yeah. I think if you can't handle it, I definitely can't handle it. Or not like you, like if you didn't like it, then I really, really can't handle it.
Sure. I mean, I'm also like, I can scrub myself.
No, you yeah. can. Yeah. You have no.
Sorry, you are soft for days.
Yeah. I mean, this is a level of softness that is unattainable on your own.
I believe it.
Burn easier after that. I feel like you know ooh, what I mean. Like
probably.
Feel like you know. Yeah, evolutionarily
like,
shouldn't
be that soft.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yeah. evolutionarily, shouldn't we have dead skin cells to like protect our ooh. Inner?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know how to carry our ancestors with
yeah.
us.
Just think about like, is there a reason that I still have this?
Yeah,
you know, it's protecting
maybe,
me.
Maybe, but like I had the thought other day of like how gross cavemen's toes probably looked.
Ugh.
Oh yeah,
you know. So like we can't really draw the. We sure. can't really say grooming's a bad thing.
True.
Great.
Oh no. Yeah, no. I just you know. Just
in general, you're gonna live if you don't get it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah.
That's what it all comes down to.
Mostly, I just like don't like paying anybody else to do shit to me. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. I just don't like
oh,
it.
Oh, I love it.
Feels like
me
I'm spending
too.
Money
for a massage.
Money.
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I don't want anything described as aggressive. Except mm-hmm. for I like an aggressive massage, but not like an aggressive scrub. I couldn't. I would
yeah.
try.
Yeah, because sure. an aggressive massage, I think we're thinking is still like there's nice music playing.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. dark in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegra is great about speaking her mind, better than anybody I've ever met. And I just feel, Legs, that you would last 30 seconds before you're like, this is too hard. This is too much. I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. I would be like, I can't do this. I'm sorry. Like, I would be like, you can keep the money. It's fine. I'm leaving like right now.
They're, you're because exactly it's right. very, they're not respecting you. I mean, it's like, they're just, literally you're being manhandled like a piece of salmon.
Yeah, it's not for me.
But I also feel like Legs, you would scold them a little bit. You'd be like, I don't know why you think this is the yeah. way that you should be doing this.
Why do you think this is okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I love that. How do you do that? I want to be that more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was the other day I was just telling my boyfriend that I might Google how to be less cranky because
have you gotten around to it?
No, it was actually just the other day and I was like I'm
going
to
Google this.
I might.
I'm considering.
I'm thinking about yeah. it. You guys.
It's in a note on my phone. It's
yeah,
fine.
It is. Like, I haven't done it. It was just last night, actually, so I haven't done it. Because I really have gotten so much crankier as I've gotten older. And like in some situations, it's like, cool, great job. You stood up for yourself. But like there's a fine line between standing up for yourself and simply yelling at a stranger.
No.
Yeah. I haven't crossed it yet. I don't think. I don't mm-hmm. feel. But I feel I'm very close.
I think you're okay. Like, she had a story about, like, she ran into somebody at her building, and the yeah. lady was just like, get the fuck out of my way. And ooh. Then Allegra, like, out of the gate was just like, how come this is only my fault?
Just hell perfect. Yeah. You're good. So proud, because I would have been like, I'm sorry. You're right.
Oh, thanks. I was just really mad instantly. I just don't like being yelled at by strangers.
Yeah, no. Does. For sure.
And it's great to have that knee-jerk reaction of like, no, dude, fuck off.
Hey, well, thank you.
Can I tell you, like a week ago, there were like these three teen boys that were like, walking in front of my house.
Not okay.
And I was number one. Not okay.
Should have called me.
I rounded the corner and saw them like drop trash in front of my house.
Oh, no.
And I just go, pick up your fucking garbage.
Yes.
And one of them turned around and was like, what are you talking about, lady? And I was like, black hoodie, trash, pick wow. it up.
Yes.
And I've been riding the high since
then. Oh, of course you should. Yeah.
It felt,
and then,
did they oh, yeah, they picked it up yeah, and they ran did. Away oh. and it felt so good.
You would have made a good substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, for
yeah.
sure.
I'm not teacher level yet. Like, that's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, pay you, do what I say. I haven't done that. That's great.
I do not like a disrespectful young man.
if they had been women, would you have had the same attitude?
Yeah, because my mom is a fucking park ranger. You don't fucking litter.
Oh.
Yeah. Littering is littering and recycling are like fucking, you have to recycle, and if you litter, it's a sin in my
yes. head.
It should be a deadly sin.
Totally.
Like fucking take care of the world around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, put your shit in a trash can.
It's amazing.
This article in the New York Times a couple years ago about recycling, that's a real bummer.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Matter.
It probably doesn't.
Yeah.
But in my head, in LA,
I'm sure someone's gonna email us about how it does, and you're probably right. Sure.
In LA, for me at least, recycling is like getting all that shit in a can, and a lot of people will.
It's a means of income for.
Yeah, it's a means of income for a lot of people. Yeah, so I feel like I'm like helping somebody like eat if you're taking care of them.
Oh yeah.
Also,
that's cool.
It looks shitty when there's shit all over the.
Yeah.
Floor.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
It's not hard.
And then trash begets, you know, bugs and rodents, and you know, and then your neighborhood's gross.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
yeah. So
yeah. smart.
It just man nothing. Ooh, I see somebody litter. It like
it's the worst.
It lights really? A fire in me.
Yeah, I don't. It does me too, but I never would say something.
I like cannot throw a gum wrapper on the ground.
Me
like,
either.
I like literally.
Me either, yeah.
It like it feels
Although,
wrong.
I will say I do. If it's like something like a banana peel.
Yeah.
yeah
it's biodegradable.
Yeah, a biodegradable thing.
I'll throw an orange peel into the, you know,
yeah.
a bush or something.
Into a shrub. If it's a biodegradable thing.
I like the premise of like, if it can create comedy for the guy behind me.
Yeah.
I'm in for it. Yeah.
I'm
absolutely.
Human.
Oh, yeah. A lot of rubber chickens thrown out on 405.
Can of nuts that's actually snakes.
But other than that,
always throwing it away. Hell yeah.
Great.
All right. Another MySpace question. Who would you like to see right now? Other than us.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
God.
Huh.
Why is it so hard?
Yeah, it's so curious.
Right
well, because
now?
All the things that came to me, I'm like, my boss that I'm mad at, my ex-boyfriend who's trying to get something weird.
Oh, you want to work some shit out.
I guess. But that's just what came out. But no, I don't want to see them. Gosh, who do I want to, like, what's...
This is a really hard question.
It was all, mm-hmm. like, the people that I would want to see would create, like, an emotional response. And I'm like, I don't have time for that. I got to go to work later.
Yeah, that's
can't
definitely...
can't possibly be vulnerable right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, honestly, I feel it's like it's too hot to see anyone besides who is in this immediate room. Like, I like everyone who's in this room.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone else to come near me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that means we're fulfilled.
That's
great.
I think being hot really puts a strain on relationships.
Yes.
For sure.
It makes me a crazy person.
Yeah.
Hot. Oh, it's too hot. In love.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Get away from me.
Like,
sit over there.
Me.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah, for
you
sure.
Touch anyone's sweaty fucking body. And like you're in your underwear, but not because you're trying to have sex. Like you're
Yeah.
Speaking of, you guys, yesterday I managed to wear only a bra and panties. I went on my morning run, came back, got out of the shower. Bra and panties, sunrise to sunset.
Are you kidding?
Never put on clothes. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Barker,
thank
everyone.
You.
Congratulations.
By like 6 p.m., I was like, all right, this is a thing.
Yeah.
You're committed.
Just going to ride that lightning. Let's go for
That's
it.
Amazing.
Can you guys think of anyone? I mean, yeah.
You know,
somebody who would like to see right now.
I guess.
Yeah. I need more parameters. Do I know them? Or is it
I think it could be anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, this can't be like a who would you have dinner with? Like,
I would like to see like one of my old friends. I don't know, like, one of my friends from high school or something. I mean, that sounds kind of fun right now. Go to the beach,
yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I'd like to see someone I could just make out with for like half an hour.
Ooh,
yeah,
like a Gordon Ramsay type,
yes, Gordon Ramsay type. Is it Gordon, is it Joe, or is it Jeff?
Yeah.
I've just been watching my so called life, and I just watched the episode where it's like Angela
the
and
Buffalo
Jordan
Wild
Catalano.
Song?
Yeah,
yeah, yes. When they were just making out like the whole episode, and I was like, oh yeah, that'd be sweet. Oh,
that's so nice.
That is the hottest scene. It's in the radiator room, right?
Yeah, yes. In the boiler room. Yeah.
Boiler room. Mm,
that's yeah, so good. They're just making out, and I was just like, oh yeah, that'd be fun. Just like no, nothing serious.
Can we
just...
also like that's like that jacket. How many guys have gotten laid because they had that same jacket?
Oh, the like fur coat. Uh-huh. The fur. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very.
That, so sexy. So many.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, hopefully, if you look like him in that, but yeah.
Ideally. Yeah. Ideally. God, he was so fucking hot.
He was just the perfect type.
Jordy Catalano. Jared Leto.
Jared Leto in My So-Called Life.
I never watched it.
Brenda, you never watched My So-Called Life?
You should see it. It's great. I resented a lot of like live action TV shows in the 90s.
Okay.
Wow. Resented.
Oh, that's a lot of things to resent. I just like resented like the fact that I felt like more of my friends started watching those versus cartoons, and I always loved cartoons more. And I was like, cartoons are way more fun. I don't care who's dating who. That's stupid.
God.
Dude, seriously, yeah. It's an incredible show because it's like it captures being a teenager.
Do you think that if you don't watch it as a teenager, you like? I'd be curious to know because I think I love it because like I watched it.
But
when
watching
I was
it now, I'm like, this is a great show. Like yeah. It's just a good show.
It is a great show, but. Yeah, I don't know. I've watched it like 3 or 4 times through, but yeah. I first watched it as a teenager.
Right.
I'd be curious to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of episode commitment are we talking about?
It's one season.
It's one season.
Oh, great. Oh, I can handle one season. Yeah.
It's one season. I think like 20 episodes.
You guys, this is the best.
This is what I'll say. It opens with the best, like, for me as a girl, like, teenage girl, mm-hmm. It's her and her friend in the mall fucking with people being stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to tell them.
Oh, okay.
And
I
it's like
this.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, all right. Her and a friend just being like, go, do it, say it to him. And not in a, like, flirty way, but in a, like, we're dumb and we're having fun at the mall together because we have nothing else to do.
All
and,
I
like,
did.
It really,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And it really, like, it's like, oh, this was high school. You know, it just, like, wraps up. And she's very, like, I'm trying to be cooler than I am character, but yeah. You really identify, I think, with her. And that there's a lot of good stuff with the parents and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a really good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Coming of age.
I'm on board.
That like, Freaks and Geeks show. I don't know. There's a lot of high school shows I like.
Right.
I can watch a season.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think it's worth it. I mean, I've watched it a lot too, but anyway, there's a.
Well, I honestly didn't know I knew anyone who hadn't seen My So-Called Life.
Yeah. Two people in the same room.
Yeah.
Wow. Should we start a podcast?
You're not allowed to watch it unless you start a podcast.
Patreon.com/can I pet your so-called life?
My so-called podcast.
It'll all start with can I pet every show you guys watch. All right, let's do one more of these.
Okay.
Are there, what exciting.
Name something you cannot wait for.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh gosh, this is so good. And it looks terrible. The trailer looks so bad, but I can't wait for Pitch Perfect 3. I can't wait.
Oh, I love it so.
We had Kay Cannon on who wrote
it. Revised. It looks amazing. She's so talented. I'm so proud of her.
It does. Yeah. It definitely looks a little like we went big budget. Sure. We're like, all right, let's calm down.
I mean, I thought the first two were both really good.
Sure. Yes.
No, they're great, but they definitely are like, they're really going for like a
spending that money. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know what makes things funnier? More money.
More money.
But it's sort of the signature thing of like, what shows we actually have money? So they're doing a USO tour. I think
it's
sort of the
premise. That's what it is.
So you see the helicopter come across. You're like, okay. They get some money this time.
Pitch Perfect has choppers now.
What? Yeah. It's getting crazy.
It ain't your mama's acapella.
Yeah, like slow motion walking off the airplane.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is pretty... part of the
I feel like it's going the way of like the Fast and Furious franchise where it's like getting bigger and bigger.
Oh sure,
like,
I hope so.
Next time they're gonna like sing on a plane or
whatever.
What
I would give.
It'd be so funny.
Pitch Perfect in space, front row center. I'm there.
If there were car chases in Pitch Perfect, like that would just, that's all.
Yeah,
just add that shit in.
Just with them.
Right.
Doing all their own music.
Like an acapella version of the Knight Rider theme or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that would be great.
We'll write to Kay. We'll talk to Kay about this.
We'll just let Kay know what's up.
All right. We'll let Kay know. We'll
figure out. What can you not wait for?
Oh, what can I not wait for? I'm actually going to Yosemite again this summer for a wedding. And I haven't been.
In the park?
I don't remember if the actual wedding is in the park. It might be right outside of it, but we're staying in the park or right next to it or something. I don't know. It's my boyfriend's friend's. It's like my boyfriend's friend's wedding. So like, it's that nice thing where I'm like,
those are the best.
Go. Yeah, they're
Yeah, that's great.
So he's like figuring everything out. And I'm like, let's go to Yosemite Great. But I haven't been since I went with like my high school boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Like,
oh,
15 man. Years ago or whatever. And so I was excited to see it.
Do you remember fun. Where the pool is that you went to?
No, I don't remember anything because it's been so long. And I also feel we didn't have like, you know, we weren't like using smartphones back then. So yeah. I don't like remember like memorizing any of these things. I guess
they'll give you a map when you get there.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah. Where's the skinny dipping pool? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Well, and like Yosemite, you'll never be able to find that pool because Yosemite's like the size of a state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it takes like 2 hours to drive through
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That's true. Which is awesome.
It's so magical.
Yeah. It's the best. I haven't seen it as like an adult, so I'm really excited.
I need that thing right now because I haven't like gone camping. I haven't done like an outdoor thing for a while that's made me be like, oh, right. Uh-huh. I don't need to see humans. I can enjoy nature. Right. I need that. That's like. Yeah. That reset is so necessary.
It's really important.
I thought about going on like a one-person silent retreat for a couple days soon.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Right?
Now, have you done that before?
I've been camping by myself once, and it was awesome.
Right. I feel like I just do that all the time because I'm single, and it's not like on purpose. It's just kind of sad.
Do you include no tweeting, no phone as part
definitely.
Of that?
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Because that's like... talking.
I'll probably just bring my notebook and some books and go sit in the woods for a couple days.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds great.
I find that I get so jealous of people who Instagram story their like private, not private, their solo vacations. And I was like, God, they're so nice. They're so unconnected. I was like, you're watching their Instagram story. They have spent the entire time on the phone.
They want to like connect and be like, I'm doing stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I have not ever made a single Instagram story.
Oof.
They're
good
fun.
For you.
They're
I started this week with a couple of things.
Yeah.
I think of it as stuff that doesn't belong in the permanent timeline.
Yeah,
this is funny, but it isn't like...
You don't need to take up a whole...
I don't need to remember this memory.
Yeah.
It's not a memory I want, but I think it's a funny thing for people
to see. It's fun, yeah. It's just for fun, like, quick jokes. Yeah.
It's going to be like emojis. I'll resist it for 3 years and then use it too much.
That'll
go. Yeah.
It's honestly, it's not as big of a... it's just... It's just so nice. Yeah. It's there. Yeah. You know.
Because when there's a picture or tweet or whatever that I know in my heart, I'm like, I'm going to be embarrassed about this tomorrow. Perfect for Instagram story. It'll be gone. It's great. So that's it's a bunch of really stupid shit. And I'm like, all right, enjoy for 24 hours and I'll put up something else dumb.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure I'll get into it eventually. Right.
You also don't have to.
Right now, I'm not looking for new things. Totally.
That's great. Feel like a new thing because it's already on Instagram, so it doesn't feel like it's just part of Instagram.
Yeah.
To me, it felt like a new thing. Yeah. I was like, oh, what do I put? I didn't at first. I think Renee's approach is exactly right. Your guys' approach, like, oh, it's quick, dumb jokes. Who cares? Don't think about it too much. But I way overthought it at first.
Sure.
I was like, wait, what is the difference? Like, what would I put on a story that I wouldn't put in a regular post?
Right.
I still struggle with it.
I mean, yesterday I filmed watching my so-called life when one of them, the characters starts dancing really crazy. Because I was like, well, I love this.
Someone
needs to see this. And, you know, people enjoyed it, I think. Well, I don't care also.
I like Instagram storied us watching Tanya
Nancy
Harding video. Thing. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Speaking of Jeff Goldblum, did you guys remember that the infamous skate incident where she had a problem with her lace? Do you know what song she was dancing to?
Oh no.
No.
The score to Jurassic Park.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
Yeah, we're watching the Tanya Harding skate after all the Nate Kerrigan shit. And 90s. They were like, and now Tanya Harding dancing to Jurassic Park. Not the theme.
Though. No, not the theme.
It's just like weird.
Not that.
It's like, wah! Yeah, it's like
It's so weird. The sounds in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like vague strings and dinosaur sounds.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yes. It's not like the song that you think of
from
Jurassic
Park.
It's not that.
No, it's not that.
It's the most 90s like moment. It's
that's
so crazy.
What a crazy choice.
And that was actually like nobody doctored it. They were just like, oh, okay. Yeah, that is what she was skating to. Yeah. That is crazy. Why was that not the headline?
No,
that's hilarious.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's already so insane. Throw the Jurassic Park score into it. Yeah. Puts it over the
Why don't
top.
We talk about that every time? Like I had no idea that was
right.
Yeah,
it's truly nuts. And now I'm furious that her costume didn't reflect such.
What are you
doing?
Yeah, it's red. Maybe it was supposed to be like the blood.
A little
one of those. Right.
We never saw the whole dance. So
got a point.
Oh, it could have been a reveal.
Yeah,
maybe some like dinosaurs on skates were gonna come out.
Right,
little kids in dinosaur costumes.
Oh, that would be cool.
I love it. All right, we're gonna go watch it. We'll be back.
Guys, we're back. I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
You're here with Renee and Allegra.
Hello.
Yay.
And we're gonna give some advice. You guys feel strong about Your advice giving abilities?
Sometimes. Sure. I mean, I can always be like, here's what I do. And I often do wrong things. So take that as you need to.
Yeah. I'm going to play the song.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
All right. Ladies, my husband recently graduated from med school, which technically makes him a doctor, but he has years of residency ahead of him. At the beginning of this year, I also graduated from my school program and have started my first ever career type job and am completely in love with going to work every day. Since starting my new job and meeting lots of new colleagues, I've run into a lot of customary small talk, which eventually leads to being asked about my background and spouse. I'm incredibly proud of my husband. I was along for the ride during medical school applications and the whole experience, and I know how much work it took to graduate to get to where he is now. But I'm self-conscious of telling people what he does for work. Over the past few years, I would tell new acquaintances and leave it at that, but then I'd be forced to provide details when they inevitably asked. I don't like leading with, oh, my husband is a doctor. I found that some people automatically go into whatever their stereotype of a doctor lifestyle is and the monetary value involved. I just think of them being like, oh, did you wear sexy lab coats? Which frankly isn't their business, and that's just an awkward topic with someone you just met. Not to mention the reality that is hundreds of thousands of dollars that make up student loans. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, once someone knows what he does, it's all they ask me about. I like to think I have a cool job that people would be interested in, but even more, I like to think I'm a pretty cool human who is worth talking to and getting to know. If I'm being honest, I know I'm a cool human.
Hell yeah.
You guys would like me.
I do already, yeah.
How can I downplay his job so people see us as equally interesting? Would it be wrong to lie to work people about his job? How could I shift the conversation if it once again starts to revolve around his career?
Ooh, interesting. Man. Well, okay, so some of this I relate to because I'm actually a doctor.
Dr. Barker.
Yeah, actually, well, I am related to Dr. Barker because my sister-in-law is a doctor, so my brother is married to one. And so some of this, like, she has come from, like, things you're saying, I've heard her say, like, she's self-conscious about telling people that she's a doctor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, she does, like,
she
gets weird
about
it. I think
it is in general, I'm sure, because everyone assumes stuff, and then they do that thing where they're like, oh, I have an issue, I have a rash.
Check out this wound. What do you think?
Well, there's two things. There's the free wound checking, and then there is this thing of, like, people put you on a pedestal, and they're like, and that's kind of awkward, because, like, it's a job. I mean, you know, like, so the thing I tell her is like, I don't think you should lie about it. I think you should be proud that your husband's a doctor. Yeah. You should be proud of what he does. And like, I think a lot of it is like, it's not as bad as you're perceiving. It's not bad, but it's not as extreme as you're perceiving it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People think it's cool when someone's a doctor, but I don't think it's like they're looking at you that differently or that they think it's like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if you can try to make it into a joke and be like, oh, you know what? I've talked about that. I want to tell you about me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I agree. Yeah.
Control the conversation a little bit more and be like, he's fine. Don't worry. Yeah. This happened with me this week or something. Yeah.
And I don't think it's necessarily they're not interested in what she does. I just think doctors like familiarity. Like when we were kids, the costumes that you could wear was like fireman, doctor, and policeman. Like those are just professions that we know what you do. So it's easier to have follow-up questions about that.
That's good point.
Yeah. So it could just be like, oh, yes, I can talk about that. But I think that's such a good idea to like make a joke and just be like, oh, he does so much. We don't have time. Let's talk about something else.
Sure, and like, I'm sure if you're married to a doctor, you're probably hearing about like gross stuff all the time. Maybe that's like a joke. Yeah. Like, I listen to like too many stories about veins. But I think that you might be right because like most people don't know what anyone does.
Oh, ever.
Most jobs no one else understands. Like, I know for sure working in entertainment. My dad would be like, I had a flight and I sat next to a guy who's a grip. I gave him your website.
That's a classic dad move.
That's
terrific.
Classic dad.
Well, me and this grip are making a TV show.
Great.
So maybe you have, I don't know what you do, but if your job is something that isn't as easily defined as being a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But these are her coworkers, so they should know what she does.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
But they may need an escape from work, too, or like, I don't want to talk about what we've been doing. Let's venture out. Or like, if she's got other hobbies and stuff that she does, like talking about work, she's obviously very cool. Just venture into, or maybe hobbies that her and her husband do. Be like, he's a doctor, but we also hike, or we also.
I think move on from it quickly. If you change the subject after that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that you should feel like you can't tell the truth about what he does. Because you were there supporting him through school, too. So, yeah. I mean, like, that is also kind of your accomplishment. Because med school is a fucking bitch. And, like, it's...
Yeah.
Having someone there to help you through it, like, is a big deal.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, you should be proud that you were there supporting him for that, too, I think.
You know what really is the issue here? Is that small talk is bullshit.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it's the same 10 questions we've all been asking each other since eternity.
Yeah.
It's just, like, say something else inside besides what does he do? What does you know, where are you from? What are I don't know what that is. What is it, guy? What can we replace? Well, you know,
I wish we could all wear like buttons that indicated like I'm cool with skipping small talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's some people who want the small talk, but I wish I could like find the other people that just want to talk about whether you were raised in a religious household or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the nice thing about comics is like, I mean, it's not, but yeah, people are more straightforward kind of. They're just like, I feel like shit.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then when I don't want to talk about myself, like on a super shitty day where I'm like, I will start crying if we do this, then just like start asking a ton of questions about them. Can also like, it's not ideal, but also
you can flip it on them.
And then figure out what if they're into something that you're mutually into, then you can kind of navigate it that
is
way.
Always a good, that's like, if I ever am like feeling socially anxious, I always just like ask people about themselves.
Yep.
Because it's like, you can always just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without having to come up with anything really to say for yourself.
I also think the other thing, like the, you can connect with small talk or you can connect with like complaining about the same thing.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, I guess you can't go straight into like, don't you hate it when people do this? But like, if you can find a way to be like, don't we, like, what's like one of your work pet peeves? If you can find a way to be like, oh, this thing, and then your coworkers can be like, tell me about it. I feel like that's, complaining is really where I
mean, gossip and complaining really bonds.
Very constructive.
So true.
Yeah. I mean, do the bagels suck in the break room?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or you know what? If they're great, talk about that because that's rare.
Yeah. Right. But you know what? I bet the cream cheese could be better.
Yeah.
There's something you can complain about.
Find something. That's my advice. Always. That's the Allegra.
But
then
there's nothing worse than when you go for that. You're like, I'm gonna like lodge one in here, like, and then they don't.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're like, oof. Oh, I'm gonna talk shit on someone, and the other person's like, no, actually, and you're
I don't know. I think
that's the worst.
Come on, it's a breach of a social contract.
Yes,
yes.
If you start to talk shit, that other person needs to either like agree and move on from it, or like really get into it with them. You can't negate somebody's shit talk.
Right.
It's a fair social contract.
Yeah, it's a fair social contract.
True.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think in terms of like your own work being valued, I think part of that, again, I don't know, I think part of that might begin with you. Like, just assume that people are interested in what you do because you are cool and you're awesome and you love your job. So I'm sure what you do is interesting.
Yeah, you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just assume that. But yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And it's like, I understand that obviously, you know, it's not, it comes along with, like you said, a lot of debt and all that stuff, but they're not thinking about that. That's not something to put on the other person.
Yeah.
Like, they're just trying to have a conversation.
Well, no, but I think what she's talking about, because I know, like, my sister-in-law deals with it, because people do assume, like, oh, you're a doctor. You must ride a yacht around.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
And so, of course, that makes you kind of insecure, because, like, just by saying what you do for a living, people are like...
It's crazy people still even believe that, because it's like, it's like people should know what a debt college is to take on at this point.
Yep. We're just holding on to hacky jokes, basically. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, he's a doctor?
You know. Yeah. He's real money. He's a YouTube star.
Yeah, for sure. Also, like, I think this is your first job, so there's just, like, limitations to conversations with coworkers that you just got to get used to. It's like, make sure you're planning times with your friends outside of work and stuff. Like, you're only going to go so far in small talk and conversations with coworkers because, like, you can't be friends with those people. You know what I mean? Like,
until you go out one night.
Yeah.
You got to have the night where you, like, go out and cross the boundary line.
Yeah.
True. You know what? Okay, this is a smart company move. If anyone out there...
I cannot wait to hear where this goes.
Yes.
This is so dumb. But if you run a company and you need your... if you want your coworkers to be, like, closer and be friends, you need to hire someone who everyone can complain about.
Ooh.
purpose is
if you want
to be gossiped about.
This is... brilliant.
Yeah, that was, that's
seriously
brilliant.
This that's is their only job.
Yep. And I guess I'll drink the last bit of coffee.
Smell bad. They wear too much perfume.
Yeah.
They're always talking about like their personal life. They're always cooking fish in the microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
Love the New England Patriots.
Just like someone who literally bugs everyone.
Yeah.
And is their only purpose. And you don't really know what their job is, but they seem like they're getting paid more
than
you.
And they're still micromanaging.
Micromanaging everyone. And like they're hitting every button.
Yeah.
And then that brings everyone together.
Yeah.
Like everyone someone goes out one night and is like, get drinks, and they happen to be the one person not there.
Yes. Yes. That sounds.
Oh my God. Wow. I love that. Is pure brilliance.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say. You nailed it.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Do that.
I will do that. Hire me. I'll yeah. be that person.
That would be such a fun like role to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's a maybe I'll, that's a not a bad movie plot. Nobody buy that.
Yeah. Yeah. Barbara has the copyright. Make that happen. We said it on the podcast that she has the copyright. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's like, how it works.
It counts. It counts.
But an employment agency, it's just perfect.
It yeah. is.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Honestly, yep. there's nothing better for any group of people than a common enemy.
Yeah.
You need those. 100%. Like truly enemies. Bring everybody else together.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This gives me hope for America, guys. Maybe, yeah. maybe Donald Trump will bring
us exactly what we're doing. Yeah.
I also want to say shout out to, I can't remember her name, but who she wrote in about her boyfriend's bangs recently.
Oh my God.
And
been chopping off in the Facebook
yeah,
group.
Yeah, if you guys aren't in the Lady to Lady podcast Facebook group, get in there. We're having some fun. It's called Lady to Lady Podcast if you just look it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
She wrote in there about it, and then I guess he listened to the podcast. Then he posted. So you can see the picture of him yeah. in the graveyard with the bangs.
Oh, I love it.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get in here.
Apparently he was visiting H.P. Lovecraft's grave, and that's where the picture is from.
Right. The whole thing is ludicrous.
There's just a lot happening.
It's really great. It's
and
delightful.
He is wearing transition also, lenses.
Yeah. He's being like a pretty good sport about the whole
yeah.
thing.
Oh, yeah. for sure. Yeah, he's a cool dude.
We roasted him with Kyle Kinney in the last podcast. We had yeah. a whole, he had a whole group of women analyzing his haircut, and then he just chimed in and was like, yeah, my partner hates my hair. Here's a
great.
Picture of me.
And he did it himself with yeah. a visual aid. Yeah. Love ass.
Great.
And here's yeah. a picture of me visiting Lovecraft's grave.
That yeah. was the picture we were showed, and then all of a sudden we were like, why is he in a cemetery? Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
The thought of the picture, we were like, what's yeah. happening in this yeah. photo?
That's a very specific type of boyfriend.
It's great.
So yeah, shout out to thank you guys for posting in there about yes. that, giving us a little update. Apparently she had tried all the tricks we gave her, so moving out of state looks like her only option. Because his mom cuts his hair. That was his mom is
gonna make a move.
Stop cutting his hair.
Ooh, yeah. okay.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it so. Oh, great, great.
So that's just a little taste of some of the fun stuff.
Yeah. A lot of great shit happening there. Hell yeah.
Going down the podcast group. That's it. That's
yeah.
Fun. Ladies, where can everyone find you guys on the internet?
Yeah, what's your Twitters? And
we're on, so Can I Pet Your Dog? We're on the Maximum Fun website. We're also on iTunes, anywhere you listen to podcasts, etc. Twitter and Instagram, we're CIPYD Podcast on both of those. We also have a Facebook group that's
yeah,
really,
yours
fun.
Is really fun. Yeah.
It's really fun. It's like super positive. We have like awesome moderators in there who like make our lives so much better. So join that.
I go to that Facebook group when I need like a pick me up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Really, yeah, right. Posting pics of their cute
yeah.
dogs.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
your podcast is a very good pick me up too.
Thank
for
you.
For sure.
That's nice.
Yeah.
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 It's just good. It's just feel good.
Thank
it's,
you.
I think it's cathartic for us. We're yeah. just like just dogs. That's it. That's all we talk
just
about.
Dogs. Yeah. We need yeah. that.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm Allegra Ringo on Twitter and Instagram. My Instagram has a lot of dog and kitten pictures right now. If mm-hmm. you're into that, it's pretty fun.
Not usually, just right now.
Well, only because we have a kitten right now, so like that's a new addition, and then he'll be big soon, so it'll just be dog and cat pictures. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying get in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Before it's
before
paid,
it changed.
Paid
right.
content.
Yeah, exactly.
Paywall after.
Before it's like a freemium model. Exactly. Yeah.
A Patreon to see my cat.
I bet I could get at least two people to pay for it.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, yeah.
I
might could. Be one of them.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's a cute cat.
Cat's name Rick.
Isn't that a good name?
Oh, good cat name.
Thank you.
Loving that cat name.
Hilarious.
Rick and Pistachio.
Yeah.
Oh, are they best friends?
They're getting to be best friends.
Oh,
he's
sweet.
He's a tough kitten. He lets her like play rough with him, and he's pretty cool.
Aww.
Yeah.
It's real cute. It's real cute. And then I'm on Twitter at Renee Colvert. I'm on Instagram at Renee S. Colvert because I locked myself out. so I had to do it again. And then we also have another podcast. So our podcast is Can I Pet Your Dog. We have another one called Cuteness Podcast, which is all animals, which is fun. And then I am on the panel for Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend for July and August.
Oh, cool.
Like that.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait, you locked yourself out of Twitter?
Yeah, well, at Instagram, I did. I get so frustrated so fast that I can't remember my password. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just make a new thing. Which is dumb and stupid. So now I just threw my middle initial in there, which nobody knows and nobody can find. But I've posted enough now that I'm just like,
right, you can't go back.
Do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. That is so funny.
So yeah, but if you can figure out how to get in my Instagram, which is just Renee Culvert, because it's out there, tweet at me, which is also Renee Culvert, and tell me what my password is, I guess, is the solution.
No, wait, don't hack Renee's old Instagram. Yeah. I don't think that's what you want to put out there.
But if like Edward Snowden specifically is listening.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But if you just can be like, hey, dipshit, this is how you get back into your original Instagram.
Wait, no, don't. Do also, don't tweet at Renee, hey, dipshit. I'm vetoing all these calls to action. They're too mean.
I just like Twitter itself tweeting at you, hey, dipshit. Yeah. Please contact us.
That's fair. All right. Will you allow Twitter to do it? If Twitter does it.
Yes. Okay.
All right. That's fair.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. You guys are so much fun. This is awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
We had a great time. And have a good hot summer day, y'all.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye.